From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
What's up, everybody? I'm Gammy.
And I'm her husband, Rodney.
And this is Positively Gam. As many of you know, we love food, and we're very excited to have today's guest on the show because he owns multiple restaurants and has cracked the code on how to make the perfect cheesesteak. I had to have my husband, Rodney, on today because he also is an entrepreneur. So, hey, babe.
Hey, love. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Before we get into the episode, I just want to talk a little bit about your own entrepreneurial journey because you've been an entrepreneur since we met years ago. And all of your businesses, you're extremely successful right now. So talk to us a little bit about that, because I think it's important for people to understand that, you know, sometimes you start something and it doesn't always work, but that doesn't mean that you have to give up.
I've always wanted to own my own business. Like, a lot of people don't want that responsibility, but I've always wanted it.
Even as a child?
I wrote a paper in the third grade and I talked about owning a business and going back to the neighborhood and employing people and helping out in third grade. I kind of always had an aspiration to do this. So as I got older, my first little entrepreneurial thing was, I was probably 12 years old. I started going to the candy factory and buying candy and catching the bus to affluent neighborhoods and selling candy. And I remember it. I still remember my whole hook. Hello, my name is Rodney. I'm taking part in a program called Youth Opportunities Unlimited. It's a program that helps keep young men like myself off the streets and out of trouble. Would you help out by buying a box of candy or giving a small donation? And, you know, me and a friend of mine, we made a lot of money doing that.
Now we're going to go down a different lane because certainly our guest today is on a similar journey, but in a different direction. So let's get into the conversation. Derek Hayes. He's a restaurant owner, entrepreneur, and philanthropist. He owns Big Dave's Cheesesteaks in Atlanta and Dinky's, which is a restaurant he launched with his partner, Aisha Pinky Cole, who started Slutty Vegan. This week, we're going to be talking about finding your aspiration and entrepreneurship. Welcome to Positively Gam, Derek, and congratulations on your new baby girl.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Thank you guys for having me. It's such a blessing.
Yeah, we're excited to talk to you because my husband is, He's an entrepreneur as well. So I really wanted him to join us for this conversation. So, but before we get started, I need to ask you about the Essence cover that you did with Pinky, because, you know, I was blessed to be able to do an Essence cover with my daughter and granddaughter. And I mean, it was a phenomenal experience. And I just felt, oh, wow, it was an iconic moment for me. So how did it feel for you and Pinky?
It was surreal, to be honest, because, you know, if you make it to the cover of Essence, it's like legendary. So
absolutely.
Entrepreneurs, where it ain't a celebrity figure, you know, it's two people that really, you know, believing in the community, and you getting recognized through Essence through that. It was epic. So it was like that butterfly feeling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
then you're doing it with, you know, your partner, you know, so it was a real blessing.
Yeah. It was exciting, I'm sure. Yeah. So I heard you're originally from Philly.
Yeah, West Philadelphia, born and raised.
Okay, so what brought you to Atlanta, and what inspired you to start Big Dave's Cheesesteaks?
So back in 1996, my grandparents moved back south to Athens, Georgia. So I used to come back and forth, you know, for the summertime. And then in 2001, you know, I started getting a little trouble going to Overbrook High School. And my mom and my dad was like, you going to Athens. So Will got sent to, you know, to Bel Air. I got sent to Athens, Georgia.
You went to Overbrook. Okay.
Yeah. I graduated from Overbrook in 2005. So I'm an alumni from Overbrook High School. But my dad was my biggest inspiration of my company, because before he passed away from lung cancer, you know, when he was on his deathbed, I promised him that I would get out the streets and change my life and do what I need to do to, you know, represent our family the right way and break our generational curses. And I'm doing just that, you know, with my brand. And it's actually helped me mature along the way. So, you know, me taking my Philly flavor, putting it down into Atlanta, Georgia, being able to show people that I got the real cheesesteak outside the tri-state, and it's never been done. I'm making history. So it's a good feeling.
Yeah, that's amazing.
For sure, absolutely.
So, what's the meaning behind the name, though?
So the meaning is my father. My father was Big Dave.
Oh, okay. Got you.
I felt if I, you know, I honored after him, it's like my father's name still lives on forever. And now I did just that. So now he's dead and gone, his name still carrying on through his boy legacy.
So, Derek, did you always want to be an entrepreneur?
Hey, man, you know, coming from Philly, you always an entrepreneur. Now, you know, I tell people, I didn't know. I just was a hustler. So I knew I wanted better for myself. You know, I used to sit around on the neighborhood blocks. I played basketball, but I always just wanted to be somebody. I knew I was a vessel. I knew God brought me in this world to carry on my beliefs and my wants and my life to show that you could do it too. And that's why I've really been my whole life. I've been a big dreamer. I always told people, oh, man, I'm going to be this. I'm going to be that, you know, and I worked and talked myself into that. I think the power of tongue is very important, because
absolutely,
if you speak it, you're going to live it. And if you live it, you can seek it. So you're going to keep on moving in your mission.
I agree wholeheartedly. And my path was similar to yours. Can you share your experience with starting your business?
Oh, man, it was a roller coaster ride. So to be honest, when I came back to Atlanta in 2014, after my father passed away, I just really ain't know what I wanted to do. I was trying to get in the real estate game. And then, you know, I started losing money, not knowing what I was doing. And I said, you know what? I'm going to open up a restaurant. But before I did that, it was called Dave's Philly Water Ice. I used to sell water ice. Nobody in Atlanta knew what it was, so I couldn't get nobody to walk through the door. And I never got discouraged, but I started to, you know, feel like a lonely person on that island, you know. I'm this Philly guy. I thought I was going to come here and start making a bunch of money, and I couldn't get nobody to walk through the door. And one day, my blessing was Eve walking through that front door, you know, the rapper Eve. She said, if you wow me and this cheesesteak is good, I'm going to put it on all my social media networks. And let me tell you, I made that chicken cheesesteak like my life depended on it, because I was
I know you did.
All my money.
So you were already doing cheesesteaks, though.
No, I literally jumped into this. Like, I grew up in the kitchen with my grandfather. So my grandfather is the biggest part of my cooking experience, because when I moved to Athens, he said, listen, if you don't go to church with me on Sundays, you got to finish off my Sunday dinners. So he taught me how to make spices. I know how to make any dish. And me coming from Philly, you know, I ate a cheesesteak in Atlanta and I said, oh, this ain't real. I knew my lane I was going to jump in. So my blessing was, I know how to make seasoning. Like, I know how food is going to taste before it actually get cooked into the food. I know when it hits your raw tongue, and that's my gift. And that's how I really was able to, you know, make my brand grow. But in 2018, I was representing in Georgia to represent for the sandwich competition. where I ranked top 10 in the world on a barbecue grill where I was disadvantaged and everything, and I still did that. So I feel like in life, you take the obstacles with, you know, that's given to you, and you give it your all, you know, and you give it everything, and you won't feel like, you know, you fell short. And that's what I did.
You know, what I really like, too, is that, you know, you said you started with the water ice and it didn't work. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, that's part of entrepreneurship. Sometimes you're not successful in everything that, you know, you do. I really like that, because sometimes you start a business and you're not always going to be successful. But it's important that people know that you don't have to give up. You just kind of, okay, this is not working. Let me figure out what else we're going to do or what else I can do. And I think that Rodney, you can speak on that as well, Rodney, because, you know, in your entrepreneurial journey, you've had a couple of businesses that you've had that didn't always pan out the way you thought, but you kept going.
Many. I've reinvented myself so many times, I'm not even sure who I am anymore.
But that's not true.
No, you're still going forward. You know, I tell people,
absolutely,
just finish your race. No matter what that race is, just keep on moving your feet and you're going to get to the end of that race no matter how you do.
So I started various businesses like you and they didn't work out. But I just, you know, kept, you know, I persevered and I finally found my niche. You know, I've been doing well for the last probably 20 something years.
Yeah. You found your niche.
Yeah.
So tell people what you do, babe.
So I own several mental health agencies. I also am opening up a psychiatric rehabilitation program with my youngest daughter to help her on that entrepreneurial journey and create that generational wealth for my kids as well. So Positive Pathways is a mental health agency that provides residential housing for people with developmental disabilities or intellectual impairment. We also provide job placement, support staffing. We do wraparound services. So we have psychiatrists, therapy, nursing, medical, pretty much anything a person needs to thrive in life.
Yeah.
Then we provide that for them.
Yeah.
But most of the individuals that we have at Positive Pathways are, you know, pretty high functioning people. They can navigate in the community. They can speak to their needs and wants. So we're not trying to run anyone's life. So I'm kind of a voice for the voiceless, because this is kind of a population that people don't think much of. It does. I also am opening up a psychiatric rehabilitation program with my youngest daughter to help her on that entrepreneurial journey and create that generational wealth for my kids as well. So
that's amazing.
Yeah,
and that's what I hear that you're trying to do as well, Derek. And I really love that about, you know, this journey that you both have been on, because I really feel like kind of back in the day when we were growing up, like my mother pushed us to all go to college. And then it was kind of like, get a good job, go to college and get a good job or start a career, but not necessarily your own business. That's a whole different mindset. And I think it's really important when you're talking about generational wealth. Because I became a nurse, I loved my career, but that was not a career that was going to provide generational wealth for my family. So, you know, that's not always the path for everyone, but I really love that you, both of you, have kind of focused on that, and that has been your goal.
Yeah, because what I try to teach people is, it's okay to, you know, no matter how old you are, the mistakes you made, as long as you still got breath in your body, still do something. And I watched my parents, my grandfather, they all was blue collar workers. Mm-hmm. And when they left there, you know, we didn't have much left behind. So I'm trying to change that trajectory and just say, okay, well, I'm now using my mental, my brain more so, and building, you know, our generational wealth that way, so that when I'm dead and gone, I leave resources. See, that's the main thing that we forget. Everybody think about just the money aspect, but the resources is bigger than the money, because that's relationship building. That's saying, okay, I'm leaving something behind so you can have this resource to be able to get to the next level. So what I'm trying to do for my family, I'm starting a program. If you hold a 3.2, 3.5 GPA, we will provide scholarship for you to go to college once you graduate high school, so that you won't have to take out financial aid or government loans.
Nice. Because
how can I jump above the gun when I'm already a couple hundred thousand in debt? You know, when I'm getting a job
right.
that makes $1,000 a year. Come on, that's not, it's not really going to put me in a situation where I could be a boss and break generational curses. So I'm going to provide the resources first so that we can break our generational curses that way, so that now you can stand on your own 10 toes and don't say, okay, I need this person to give me anything. No, they gave me a resource, and that's more important.
Right.
Wow, that is a really good point. I love that. And that's another way for you to expand or market your business as well. Now, I know, you know, you said Eve came into the restaurant and promoted it on social media, but what other things did you do to grow the brand and have it become more popular?
To be honest, I just was like very consistent. At the time, a lot of the Philly rappers and producers as of like DJ Drama, Don Cannon, like Meek Mill, Uzi, all of them was in the middle of, you know, building themselves. So I was able to, you know, come to the studios and be around that culture and sell them food like egg rolls.
Okay.
So I was able to start, you know, with a brand, start, you know, getting out there and getting popular. But I think more so, you know, it was the relationship building that I was making in my hard work. I think anybody that was following my story, seeing my tenacity and my hunger, how bad I wanted this dream to really work. And, you know, me having 40-something tattoos on my body, being a black man, I look just like them. So I was able to represent our culture in another way in business and didn't have to be an athlete or, you know, anything of that nature, but it wound up making me philanthropist through it. So I didn't know I was going to be doing this work. God already got the story written for me.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go.
So when did you know it was the right time to expand your business?
the people made me do it.
Right, honest, right.
My first,
I already know the answers to these questions, but I, you know.
No, like I started in this Shell gas station, 700 and something square feet, and I started having 200-300 people in line and the gas station owner like started putting these signs on a pump saying don't park. And I started having trouble with Walmart, AutoZone, everybody parking in the lots. So, you know, I just, you know, I said, you know what, it's time to go. So I went and built my landmark location. That's 57 Forsyth Street. That's right across the street from Georgia State, downtown Atlanta. And when I built that, I built the monster. And from there, it's been up. And, you know, I'm nationally known off of my hard work and my philanthropy work and how I care about people. So it's a blessing to me. And let me tell y'all something. I had nobody that I wanted to, you know, really meet that bad that was my idol. And I got booked to do a job for Will at the new movie premiere. And that was one of the things that I was waiting, because we was on the front of the cover at Essence. We both from West Philly. We both graduated from Overbrook. So for me, that was real huge for me. You know, that was really like something that I wanted to happen, and it did. So dreams do come true.
Absolutely. Nice.
I just did the new one, the new movie he just came out with.
King Richard?
No, not King Richard. It was Will. I forget the new one that he just came out with. It's somebody
that he just got through working on?
No, somebody playing him. It was the Fresh Prince.
Gemini Man?
Oh, Bel-Air. Yeah. Bel-Air. Got it.
Yeah, so I did Bel-Air. I was there, you know. I was supposed to just come, you know, as an act, and they started making the cheese sticks. I'm like, no, Will eating this cheese stick. I got to jump in. This thing got to be right. Looking like a 1500 outfit cooking cheese sticks. I'm like, I don't care. Listen, about my dream, I don't play.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's nice.
That's amazing. Wow.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
So now, what has been the most gratifying thing about becoming a restaurant owner? And what is the most challenging aspect of it?
I'm going to start with the challenging, then I'm going to give you the glory of it. The challenging is making people understand who you are and what you're building. So when you hire them, they really say that, okay, I'm not working at a job. I'm actually getting a career. And a good part about that is, the glamorous part of it is, I actually am able to do that because some of these guys been with me 5 years, 4 years, and I've seen their maturity levels go up. I've seen them, you know, whether they knew they couldn't be corporate, they on my corporate team now. So big changing lives. So when I open up a Big Dave's in these lower income communities, I'm hiring at least 60 people a location. So I'm taking 60 humans and saying, okay, I'm going to give you a job now. I'm going to give you a career. And a lot of these people, you know, only just had high school education just like me. And now they doing just as well as somebody that, you know, got a bachelor's degree, you know. So,
right.
You know, I provide life insurance, 401k plans, medical benefits, dental, everything with my brand. So nice. When you work in there, you know, you actually have a career and you can take care of your family. But the the biggest thing of it all is keeping employees, you know, keeping people understanding your mission and your dream. Because when you start scaling, you know, the culture has to stay the same. And that's what really people understand. Like, having food is one thing, but the culture and why people really believe in your brand, you selling the culture, you selling who you are. So that got to stay in the company. And, you know, that's been, you know, a challenge that I was fighting. And now that I finally got that point on how to do it. So I feel real good about where I'm going with my brand.
So it sounds like that your efforts to give back and uplift the community are really important to that brand.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Like, without that, I'll tell anybody, you know, I got good food. But without that, I wouldn't be as big as I am now, because in a pandemic, when everybody's, you know, didn't pivot, didn't know what to do. That week I gave out 1,000 meals to the community. They was pulling up in their cars, just taking it like a drive through. I had my employees with like heater bags. They was passing the food out. And then I fed 40 hospitals, 200 meals plus that whole month. Gave out $26,000 so the businesses around me can get back open. So I think, you know, just the parts of the stuff, you know, through us giving back and letting people know who we really are. Like right now, me and Pinky, we're doing a life insurance initiative where if you make $35,000 or less than income, you can get a $50,000 life insurance. And Prudential has partnered with us nationally. So we got this campaign going and we're just trying to get other people to jump in and understand the mission, because a lot of people don't know life insurance is just not a life and a death thing. It's financial literacy. So if you got life insurance and your policy grow, you can actually share it with your loved ones. So we're teaching these young brothers that, you know, don't wait till it's too late till something happen. Have yourself insured now, because it's a sad situation that if something happened when you got, you know, your mother, she got 4 or 5 kids and something happened to one of her children, that's a financial burden on her, you know, out here in these streets if she don't have a coverage, because she got to figure out how to do it. And I'm tired of seeing GoFundMes and fish.
Yeah. Absolutely. I thought that was a really interesting campaign, because that was something that I would never really think about. And when I first read about it, I was like, okay, life insurance, that's kind of like to pay for funerals. But I didn't think about the perspective of, you know, helping or providing for generational wealth, in that you're leaving money for those that are left behind. I didn't think about that aspect of it.
Yeah, because we have multiple programs on it. Like, when you don't know, I was about to jump out of my seat when you were sitting there telling me what you do, you know, because Right now, we got health and wellness programs, PTSD. I have PTSD. I come from West Philly. I done seen so much stuff in my life growing up. You know, it's just human nature. But all of this stuff stops you before it's too late. So we're trying to have these programs teaching these brothers. You know, it's okay if your mentor ain't there. It's okay to ask people for help. It's okay to, you know, lend your hand and say, you know, I know the right way or I really need this. I'm really trying to get people to understand it's okay to ask for help because nobody got it all. Ain't none of us on this got it all. We all need somebody.
So you and Pinky also opened Dinky's together, a vegan cheesesteak place. What inspired this endeavor, and did the two of you always want to work together?
No, actually, how me and Pinky met was a funny story. We both had popular brands in Atlanta, and I used to be in the studio, and they used to be like, man, this girl, she got lines like you, if not more. I said, nobody got lines like me, and then I actually seen it. And I'm like, man, what's she selling? Honestly, you know, I tell people George Floyd, a situation, you know, sad situation, but it was a vessel to so many other things in the world because when my windows got broke out in the riots, Pinky reached out to me and asked me that I need help. And I was like, nah, I don't need no help. But she was like, well, let's link up. So we linked up and we really just jumped right into trying to help the community. And I was like, man, I met me. I don't care if you know a person 5 minutes. You know their soul. You know their heart. If you know, if you seen yourself.
Right?
I felt like I was looking at my own self in the shadow. It was scary. Like everything, my wants, my dreams, my beliefs, everything. Aww. I wanted to the community.
Wow.
So I don't really have a relationship. I got a partnership. I tell people, like, my relationship with her is deeper than just us being, you know, boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, we really got something special and we really want to take over the world together. So we on a mission.
Oh, man, that is a beautiful thing. I'm just grinning from ear to ear listening to that, especially because, you know, you're selling meat and Pinky is vegan. Like, it's just an amazing, it just sounds like it's a great journey. And I want the listeners to know that we actually wanted to have both of you on, but, you know, Pinky just, you know, just had a beautiful baby girl. So it wasn't the right time for her, but maybe we'll have you guys back at a later time. But that partnership just sounds really strong and it just sounds like a blessing. But I gotta, babe, who do you think has the last word in decision making.
I think they collaborate.
I
think they. I think it's a 50-50.
Yeah,
I think he might have 51% in that though.
No, so what it's more like is like she. All right, so I know when my strong points is, and I know what her strong points is. So we use each other, and we able to collab and make it right, but. Our biggest thing was never, you know, because you made the comment, because everybody, you know, say, you know, I'm not vegan and she is. But what's more important than human life when you out here attacking? That's what we, you know, we on. We want to save life.
Absolutely.
So, and then on top of that, I was able to, you know, be with somebody that was eating healthier. So I started looking at options that was better for me. So, you know, it was a blessing all the way around. So I'm happy right now. You know, I got 3 beautiful girls. I got 1 boy on the way, my first boy. And I can't wait to see him because I ain't think I can make boys. So he's a big blessing for me.
Yeah. I'm a girl maker too, Derek. So
thank you, man. Gotta build no queens.
For sure. So do you have any advice for people wanting to open up their own restaurants or who want to be entrepreneurs?
Don't open no restaurant. It's like, no, but...
you don't want the competition. You don't want to eat.
I really give it to y'all like straight. So in normal businesses, you might have maybe 25%, 30% profit margins. You have 15% in a restaurant not to make any mistakes on your bottom line to make money. Yeah, so it's a real tedious business. But not only that, you're dealing with so many different people a day, so many personalities. If I didn't love what I do and love people and love the energy I get for myself out of it, I wouldn't do it. So I think if you're going to get in the restaurant business, don't get in it just for money. Yeah, it's a lot of money in the restaurant business. I'm not saying that because you can scale your brand and you can make millions of dollars and that's evident. But the part where you really enjoy doing it and coming home at night, you lay your head on the pillow and wake up in the morning and say, I'm happy. You got to really love what you do. And that's in any business in the world, no matter what, because anybody start making money, you're going to get used to the money. Once you get used to it, all of us human, you get a bigger bag, get used to that bag. But and your dream and what you're doing, you got to really want to do that because you can't just do it for the money. So I would tell anybody that passion, if restaurant space is your passion, jump in it. If you want to be a serial entrepreneur, jump in it, but you have to dedicate your time and your dignity to your beliefs of what you want with your life, or it won't happen no matter what.
I have to agree with that. And Rodney, I think that you can really speak to that, because your business is something I would never engage in it. Speak on that, babe. And so, I know how passionate you are about what you do. And that is so important, particularly in your business. And I think there are a lot of people who do what you do that are in it for the money. And you can't be. You have to put your clients first. So talk a little bit about that, babe.
I'm 27 years in, and I still wake up every day feeling like I'm gonna make a difference in somebody's life.
Wow.
That's the energy and the commitment that I have to this. And, you know, I mean, the bag is going to be there, but you got to have that type of love and passion for it in order for it to be happy with it.
Yeah.
So
I remember going my first 3 years, I didn't make no money. You know what I'm saying? I just stuck with it. I got down to basically nothing and just was figuring out how to pay my bills. But the thing is, if I never went through all of those roller coaster rides, I wouldn't been ready for the success I have right now. So any entrepreneur, we show our wins. You know what I'm saying? We show our wins on the gram or social media. But man, our day to day, you know, we need to show more of that. And that's what I try to do to people. Like, I show them, like, yeah, I make a bunch of money. I have a lot of success. But it also can be taken away from me if I do the wrong things and don't continue to move forward. Because in a business you're trying to scale, you got to give 1,000% every day.
Yeah, and that's the hit. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Right. But I think also for you too, babe, you know, it's like what you do is you're providing a service. And I think people don't recognize how challenging it can be when you're dealing with the intellectually impaired. Your work is really a service to the community, and it certainly is not just about making money. And that's important for people to understand.
Right. Well, I mean, my goal was to give back to the community. That's, you know, I wanted to be in the helping profession. So that was part of it initially. I didn't, you know, I could do a lot of things and make money.
Right.
But it was about giving back and being, you know,
you wanted to be being of service. The impact. So that's what I tell people, like, there's a lot of people out here that has, you know, money and doing well. But what impact are you making a difference with when you got the ball in your hands? Like, who are you impacting to do better and bring them up? Because at the end of the day, once you got everything you need and everything you want, you can't just sit on it and don't share the information. If you ain't gonna get nobody no money, at least give them the information, give them the game. And if they don't want it and they'll receive it, then you leave that on them. But I don't want people around me just to depend on me. I want builders. I want people to be creators.
Right. Absolutely.
I want to be able to say, I want to be around people smarter than me. I can learn off of you. You can learn off of me. So I think that's what, moving forward in this generation, we need to push more of, instead of people just wanting to be this one thing. And I'm
absolutely
trying to push that the best way I can.
Absolutely. What other goals do you have, or are you hoping to achieve in the future, Derek?
So for one, I'm going to keep on, you know, me and Pinky going to keep on going on with the life insurance initiative. I'm about to open my third location this summer in Jonesboro, Georgia. Then I'm leaving the state so I don't oversaturate the market, because I got a lot of traffic. And egg rolls in the market, my seasonings. I'm going to write a book, documentary. I have a whole lot of list of things
that
I want to hit them with. But we're going to take it one time at a time so that it could be, you know, like I said, everything I do is 1,000%. I want it to be the right way, not rush just to be in the media. I want to give people, you know, the real patient DHAs the right way, so you can understand. This young brother really got it out the mud and came from nothing. I really escaped a lot of things to get here, and I'm blessed from that. And that's my mission, you know, that I'm on. And by the end of it all, my ending dream is for people to really know me around the world, see my restaurant everywhere, and I'll be a real impact to all the communities. That's all I really care about. You know, I feel like, you know, God already gonna bless me with the money aspect of it. That's something I don't worry about. I'm more so worried about people really believing in my change making that I'm trying to do for them. That's all.
Well, nice. Rodney and I want to know if you're bringing a Big Dave's cheesesteak to Baltimore.
Hey, you know what's so crazy?
Or California.
I'm coming to Baltimore. Because listen, I did a pop-up in Baltimore. Man, it was probably 2,000 people through that day that came through there. I was like in East Baltimore. The lines were so long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't believe it. But let me know what y'all want to do in L.A.
For sure. Yeah, I went to school in Philly, so I'm familiar with the cheesesteak game in Philly.
Yeah,
but we went to Baltimore. We love a good cheesesteak here too.
I got you. Just let me know what we could do. And I definitely want to talk to you about your line of work so we could partner up on, you know, some things, you know, in your field with mental health.
Oh, that's awesome. And let's not leave Pinky out either, because we need Pinky to bring a slutty vegan to Baltimore and to LA.
She come in both places. Pinky by the pit of everywhere. She coming.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
So now it's time for the segment, Wouldn't You Like to Know? Before you go, Derek, I have a couple of rapid-fire questions I'd like you to answer. Firstly, what book are you currently reading?
So I wouldn't say book. I like to do research. So I'm studying Warren Buffett right now. And the reason
the reason why I'm
studying Warren Buffett is because, you know, I can only speak of people of color because I'm a black man. But when we get our success, you know, we start getting money, we don't know how to stay leveraged. We got to live above and beyond. And Warren Buffett is a multi-billionaire, and he still lives in his home, you know. So I'm just trying to teach myself, you know, good habits so that I can have it later on. So I think the only way you could do that is see other people, you know, before you and put it forefront and really did that. And that's what I'm doing. So I just like the research. I go on Google, I watch YouTube and just hear stories and how people really made their fortune.
I agree, Warren Buffett is, you know, he's one of the richest people in the world, and he's very stingy, for lack of a better word. He holds his money close to his chest, but everybody, his kids didn't even know he had money. Like they, you know, growing up, they found out he was a billionaire, and they were like, what? We've been wearing hands.
I don't know if I can be that aspect of it, but because from the aspect of just like the knowledge of just being able to have such a fortune and know how to control it. Because, you know, we all are guilty of it. You know, when you comfortable, you live more than you really have to, honestly. You know, it's some things in this world that we don't need that we have, but we trick ourselves and say, well, we only live once. That's the way I can. That's true, too. But I also, if you know that, it's like this. I just said this to a friend of mine. He said somebody asked him for $1,500. And I said, well, what was the cost? If the cost was worth the $1,500, that's probably better than your cause born in the club. That's not going to hurt you one bit, you know. So I look at it that way. And a lot of people, you know, that do business with me as far as accountants and everything like that, they don't see eye to eye with me a lot of things because I am a giver. I'm not like a person that make foolish decisions. But if I see somebody in time of need and really in tight situations, it's hard for me to walk away from that because I've been in situations at times where I couldn't feed myself.
So I love what I'm hearing, that your time to learn and study and figure out how to make your wealth work for you instead of spending it on, you know, frivolous luxury items. I love that.
Yeah, absolutely.
What is one thing you want to get off your chest?
The one thing I want to get off my chest is for people to really understand that everybody not going to look like you. Some people are going to be different. For me, I'm not your average CEO, but I know I stand for the community. I know I stand for the culture. I know what I represent. I know my heart. So give people their chance and don't wait till they dead and gone to give them their flowers. Like, I want people to really understand that people got to stick together nowadays.
What's a motto that you live by?
My motto I live by, life is not a track meet, it's a marathon. You got to keep running your race until you really finish, until you know that your race is the race you ran and that's the mission and you happy about what you put out into the world. And long as you happy with that, you can live with that. So run your own race. And you can find me at Instagram at Big Dave Cheesesteaks, Facebook at Big Dave Cheesesteaks. My location is 57 Forestside Street, downtown Atlanta, Georgia. My second location is in Doraville, 6035 Peachtree Road. Come check me out. I'm building my third location right now in Jonesboro. I'm happy. I'm excited. You know, the West Philadelphia kid is ready to go.
So here's my takeaway from this conversation. And it's just one, and it was really important to me. And that is that resources are oftentimes more important than money. Let me say that again. Resources are more important than money. So if you can provide the resources, it's a great way to help someone get to the next level. And that's our show this week for Positively Gam. Thank you, Derek and Rodney, for joining me. You can follow me online at Gammy Norris and Rodney at I Am Rodney Norris. Also, help us out by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and by hitting the follow button on iHeartRadio. Stay grateful, y'all. Positively Gam is produced by Red Table Talk Podcast and iHeartRadio. Executive producers are Adrian Banfield Norris, Fallon Jethro, and Jada Pinkett Smith. Our audio engineer is Calvin Bailiff. And our associate producer is Irene Bischoffberger. Our theme song is produced by D Beats.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.